The 25th of the Kinyanei Torah is Hamakiris Makoimoi, translated as one who recognizes his place, assumingly not the physical place, but his place, meaning his location, his degree, his madrega, relative to everyone else. This is a new Mishnah, despite being in the middle of the Kinyanei Torah, and the categorical distinction is linguistically expressed with the letter He, beginning the quality. Until now, every quality was introduced with a Beis, meaning one must use the quality as a tool to acquire the Torah. Starting with Hamakir is Mekoimoi, it is a quality that a person must possess, not merely utilize. So it is a person who is Hamakir es Mekoimoi. So what defines a person that is a Makir es Mekoimoi? We right away assume that it's a negative. Know your place, young man! However, there is also a possibility of it being a positive in the sense that you cannot ignore the fact that people look up to you, and you therefore have a responsibility to lead. And there are many stories like that. One of Rosh Zalman, he got a boy whose parents wanted to put him into a home by encouraging him that he should be his shaliach, by telling him in the car, "Hi, my name is Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I am the Gadol Hador. Will you be my shaliach to make sure there are minyanim and people davening and putting on tefillin in the home?" And the boy willingly went, not because that was a lack of anivus over Shlomo Zalman, but a certain type of makiras makomo that he knew who he was and what he had accomplished with it. There's also the exact opposite with the Gemara in Gittin that talks about the Anvasanusoi Shel Rav Zechariah ben Avkilus, who was such an anav that according to Vilna Gaon, he sat in the place where the lower people sat that didn't know as much, and he spoke up first, therefore, poschen min atzad, and therefore everyone didn't want to disagree with him when he opened up what he had to say. He thought he was one of the lower people of the Chabura, but in fact everyone else viewed him differently, and his anivus led to the Churban Habayis. So what we have to ask ourselves is, this midah of Makiras Makomo, is it a learning enabler or is it an impact enabler? Usually we view such a quality as necessary to dispel arrogance and overstepping boundaries and decision making, or avoiding conflicts with higher-ups by knowing your place. How does that help a person to be able to learn? So the truth is, when it comes to knowing your place in Psak Halacha, everyone has to know, am I Higiyah Al-Hayra, not Higiyah Al-Hayra, but that's in decision-making. So what does it have to do with Kinyanei Torah? That's number one. The other question we have to answer is, what's the distinction between Anava, Bi, Anava, which was number seven, and Makir Es Mekoimoi, which does seem to also have to do with Anivus, humility. So it's also clear that one who thinks he knows everything certainly cannot learn. Take a look at the commentary of Rav Matisya HaYitzari on the Mishnah over here. So he points us out, that a person, more than just in the beginning of his learning, that he requires a nivus, once a person is of a madrega, that he's leaving his Rebbe, he's becoming a Rebbe himself. So that type of person needs to recognize his makom, that when a person recognizes his makom and where he is, he knows what he's missing, and he will try to make sure that he fills in whatever he's missing. And when he finds a chacham that he recognizes is greater than him, so he will be able to be nehene and gain from others. So the reason why it's one of the Kinyanei Torah is not because of the impact one should have, or not have, but rather to enable a person to remain a Talmud Chacham and continue to grow. It also explains the difference between Makir Mekoimoi and Anivos, because Be'anava is a very general type of thing, and as we said before, is a tool to utilize, but here we're talking about a person who has achieved something in his learning, and he needs the specific expression of anivus of Hamakir Es Mekoimoi in order to continue to grow in his learning. It's also important to realize, perhaps this is what the Tiferes Yisrael has in mind, when he says Hamakir Es Mekoimoi Midas Shiflusei Sha'al Yedei Zeh Yiyeh Anav. Maybe it's because a person that is not really, doesn't really know so much, so what does he have to be arrogant about? But a person that does know something, and he's leaving Mitachas Rabbi, he's already achieved something in his learning, he certainly has to work on his anivus, because he actually at that point does have something to be arrogant about. Recognizing one's place also requires one recognizing the place of others, by the way, and that there are other people that know more than you. Pointed out, take a look at the Marsha in his Chidushim Tidagadata in Psachim Kuf Yud Chesem and Beis, where he says that the way that that Gemara expresses itself is talking about recognizing other people in the Beis Midrash, which is also part of recognizing your place. There are people above you that you have to recognize and admit to. It's also interesting to note that there's a possibility of a role reversal because of this. The Chashukei Chemed, Megillah Daf Chesem and Beis, has a Shaila: is a son-in-law who gets into a machlokes in Torah with his father-in-law allowed to say to his father-in-law, "Go get me a sefer and I'll show you"? Is he allowed to do that? And he goes on to quote the Gemara Bava Kama of Chaf Amud Beis, where Rav Chista had a suffolk in Halach, and he asked Rami Bar Chama Shaila, and Rami Bar Chama basically turned around to him and says, I tell you what, if you treat me like I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'll give you the answer. And Rav Chista has to go ahead and put something on him that showed that he was a Talmud Chacham or a higher Madriga than him, despite the fact that Rami Bar Chama was a son-in-law of Rav Chista. And he goes on to explain how important it is to recognize where a person is relative to someone else in Torah, so that a person is able to put the Rebbe on a pedestal and be able to learn from him. And finally, when the Maharal and Derech Chaim on his commentary Pirkei Avos points out that knowing yourself is critical to learning Torah properly, because if a person thinks that he is so chashuv more than he is, it means he doesn't see his own faults. He doesn't see who he really is, and in the abstraction of it, the Torah is not roi. It's not appropriate that the Torah should be found, which is Torah's MS, in a person that is sheker. On a more practical level, if a person can't see his own faults, how is he going to be able to learn Torah properly and not be biased in the way that he's learning the Torah? And finally, the Maharal points out that the Torah is only appropriate to be given. There's only a proper Kabbalah Satorah when we're talking about a person that's makir, that's mekoyma, that he's missing something. He's missing something in himself. He's missing something in life. But if a person makes a mistake about himself and thinks that he's a chacham and he has everything that he needs, he'll never be able to be makabel the Torah, which is, of course, where we're headed to in all of this, with the Kinyanei Torah and Shavuos. Just as Mari Mokum, take a look at Rashi's pshat on the Mishnah, which does seem to have a very different angle on how Rashi defines the word makoy moy. Everyone, Shabbat Tzlacha.